Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Shootings sparked by politics.
This individual was actually a candidate for office.
California flooding.
This one was way worse. It's tough.
Deadly encounter.
Nobody should die from a simple traffic stop.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A failed Republican candidate in New Mexico, convinced last fall's election was rigged and he had been cheated, is accused in a series of shootings at the homes of elected Democrats. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller.
This was about a right-wing radical, an election denier, and someone who did the worst imaginable thing you can do when you have a political disagreement, which is turn that to violence.
39-year-old Solomon Pena is accused of masterminding shootings at the homes of two county commissioners and two state senators. No one was injured in the attacks over the last several weeks. Deputy Police Commander Kyle Hartsock says four others conspired with Pena, and he allegedly paid cash for them to carry out at least two of the drive-by shootings.
On the last shooting, we now have evidence, too, that Pena himself went on this shooting and actually pulled the trigger on at least one of the firearms that was used.
Police used bullet casings, vehicle, and cell phone records to make the arrests. Now to California, where the death toll is now at least 20 after a string of strong storms. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says water and mud have inundated scores of homes.
Marjorie Cruz and her husband woke up to the roar of cascading mud slamming into their Berkeley, California home of more than 20 years.
It's trees and debris.
Mud piling up to their roof, breaking through their home and flowing into their backyard.
It's pretty summery. 23 years, we haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything like that here where it's actually taken out a home.
More than 500 landslides like this one have occurred statewide since the new year, and more than 100 slides between just Sunday and Monday alone.
The danger doesn't just stop once the rain stops.
David Montgomery is a professor of geomorphology at the University of Washington.
For some of the deeper, larger landslides, where it takes longer time for that water to seep down to the layers that are destabilized, it can take weeks and sometimes even months for the danger to really be passed.
Marjorie Cruz worries another mudslide could leave her without a home to return to.
We just are at the mercy of this mud and hoping and praying and keeping our fingers crossed that it doesn't take the rest of my house out.
Republicans are keeping up the pressure on the White House over the discovery of documents marked classified at locations linked to President Biden.
House Republicans want much more White House information about the handling of sensitive government documents found at Mr. Biden's Delaware residence and a Washington office. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The White House tried to say it was all cleared up on Thursday. Now that we find there's more, I think there's a lot of questions that continue to raise, and we want to get all the information possible.
One bit of information the White House says is not possible, visitor logs for the president's private home, they supposedly do not exist. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Officials in Memphis say police officers will be disciplined over the death of a black man after a traffic stop. As CBS's Elise Preston reports, the man's family wants them arrested.
Justice for Green Nichols!
Calling for justice.
No justice!
No peace!
And accountability. The family of Tyree Nichols is demanding answers from the Memphis Police Department after they say the 29-year-old was beaten by police during a traffic stop. Memphis police say that on the night of January 7th, officers attempted to pull over a car for reckless driving, which led to a confrontation. They say the suspect then fled on foot, leading to the second confrontation. Once under arrest, police said the suspect complained of shortness of breath and was taken to the hospital. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is investigating a possible use of force by Memphis police.
The truth is going to come out.
Attorney Ben Crump is representing the family.
If you have nothing to hide, why not release the video?
Also from Memphis, there's where there will be a public memorial for Lisa Marie Presley over the weekend at Graceland. Presley, who was 54, died suddenly last week. She'll be buried next to her son.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
For the first time in decades, China reports a population drop. 850,000 fewer people at the end of 2022 than the previous year. 1 million fewer babies were born than the year before amid pandemic lockdowns and a slowing economy. Here at home, at least 12 people were injured, one critically, after a mass shooting at an MLK Day event in Fort Pierce, Florida. Sheriff's Deputy Brian Hester says 8 suffered gunshot wounds.
There was mass chaos there. There were people laying behind cars, laying behind anything they could lay behind. It was kind of hard to tell who was a victim and who was just hiding at that point.
No arrests have been made. In Central California, a scene of carnage at a home in Goshen. 6 people, including a 6-month-old baby and teen mother, shot and killed in and around a home. Sheriff Mike Boudreau.
We have at least 2 suspects. We also believe that this is not a random act of violence.
He says there are likely drug and gang connections to the killings. Now to Washington, CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on the questions swirling around a new congressman who admitted lying about his past.
The questions and the criticisms of embattled New York Congressman George Santos keep mounting. There's already been an ethics complaint filed by some of his U.S. House colleagues, and CBS News has learned a controversial donor with ties to a Russian oligarch was one of Santos's major donors.
It'll be Elon Musk under oath at a trial that opens today in San Francisco. It's the result of a class action suit brought by Tesla investors who allege Musk misled them. In a 2018 tweet, he made it seem like he had financing for a $72 billion buyout of the company, but it never came to be. In the NFL playoffs, Dak Prescott outdueled Tom Brady.
2nd and 10, Prescott protected, end zone, caught, touchdown, Dalton Schultz.
Prescott threw for 4 TDs and ran for another to lead Dallas to a 31-14 win over Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks on ESPN. First road playoff win for the Cowboys in 30 years. And for Brady, it sets up the questions about his future at age 45.
This has been a lot of focus on, you know, this game, so yeah, it's just be one day at a time, truly.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A public appearance for an actor who's under a dark legal cloud.
It's Kevin Spacey's first speaking appearance since Me Too era allegations derailed his career. The actor receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Cinema Museum in Italy, as well as giving a masterclass, both events selling out. Though he did not directly address the allegations, he did say this.
Audiences have been coming out and supporting my work for more than 40 years. And the bond I share with them will not be easily broken by unrestrained, ever-shifting mobocratic tides.
The 63-year-old is set to go on trial in June in London on a dozen sexual assault charges. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The body of the only person still listed as missing from Hurricane Ian last fall has been found. Officials say 72-year-old Denny Hurst's body was found inside his sunken sailboat off Fort Myers Beach, Florida. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.